I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A new app for smartphones and tablets has been created to support people who have survived mass trauma. Dr. Daniel Smith is here to talk about the design and creation of this app and how it works. Dr. Smith is the Director of Technology and Resources at the National Mass Violence Victimization Resource Center at MUSC. Dr. Smith, first tell us about the National Mass Violence Victimization Resource Center. What is that?
The NMVVRC is a partnership between MUSC's Department of Psychiatry and the U.S. Department of Justice's Office for Victims of Crime. The goal of the center is to establish the country's premier clearinghouse of information and resources to help understand and respond to mass violence. We're here for individuals, civic leaders like mayors and governors, and professional helpers who might want to know more about how to prepare for and respond to mass violence.
And I understand this organization has created a free app called Transcend. Tell us about this app.
Sure. We wanted to create a resource for folks that would allow them to always have handy information about their reactions to mass violence to help prevent problems from developing and maybe to reduce any symptoms that they might already be experiencing.
And who do you expect might use this app?
Transcend is really designed to be used by people who've been directly or indirectly affected by mass violence. But beyond those folks, we also think it's going to be relevant for survivors of other types of crimes, for first responders, and even victim service professionals who might be experiencing some vicarious trauma.
And how does the app work?
The app is available in both the iOS App Store for iPhone and iPad users and in the Play Store for folks who use Android devices. We organize the app into sections basically that are based on common reactions that people have after mass violence events. So it's things like feeling tense, having intrusive thoughts about the trauma, feeling isolated. And within those sections, the first thing that's provided is a little bit of information to explain why those problems might be happening. And then we teach some coping skills. For tension, for example, we might teach different types of relaxation skills. And then the app guides the user through how to apply those skills that they've practiced in their real life.
Does the app also help to connect users to therapy or programs that might help them?
You know, that's a great question. You know, we do think the app will be helpful to a wide variety of people, but there are going to be some folks who are having significant problems and the app might not be enough for them. So we've built into the app on every screen a sort of a Get Help Now function. And when someone presses the Get Help Now function, they have the choice of being connected to some different hotlines, some that are text-based hotlines, some that are live person on the phone hotlines. And there's also resources based on your location that will help you find professional counselors in your area if you need them.
Dr. Smith, thanks for providing this information about the Transcend app.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.